No, I was just thinking. Do you fancy a game of legit or quit? A little pre-Eid legit or quit?
Just before you move on from there, you said Ethan sent a message in saying you're much cleverer than Donald Trump and you should be president.
You didn't
read the follow-up message saying he's convinced he knows everything, which was a bit more of the context we required.
No, that's Ethan is convinced. I don't know everything.
I think you're convinced you know everything.
Probably. Maybe.
It's all down to the interpretation of those two messages.
It is. Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Now you need context for everything because it appears in so many different ways and you think, where's the original? That's one of the things now. Information flies around. We know not from where it came. I think that's the problem. This is the discussion we're having on Sunday with a man from the BBC talking about whether something
fake
is fake news.
News
or alt-truth or all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you think, I don't know what's true and what isn't. The report today that so many people get news from WhatsApp. 50% of people in, I forget where it was, believe that WhatsApp is the best way to get news.
Malaysia.
People sharing
Malaysia.
Articles. Was it
yep.
in Malaysia?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's a good way of doing it, though. I don't know. But, I mean, that's remarkable, isn't it? Your friend sends you a link to a story somewhere, and you think, well, hold on a minute. Things have changed in the world. I think that's
times are changing.
They are,
Tim.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep up with it, but it's hard. So, legit or quit, I thought we'd have a quick game just before the weekend because
We can,
yeah. Legit or quit. In the 1963 film The Great Escape, it was a classic. The three tunnels, exactly, dug by the prisoners of war were named Alpha, Beta and Delta. Is that legit or is that quit? They dug three tunnels to get out of the...
I have no idea.
You've never seen The Great Escape?
No,
Steve
I've
McQueen
never seen it.
And Donald Pleasance?
Yes,
and
I know, but I've never seen it.
You've never seen that?
No.
Oh, it's a great film.
I'm going to say it's quit because on the basis of Alpha and Delta, B would be Bravo and not Beta.
Okay. You think so? I mean, don't forget that this was a different time when Greek was widely taught in educational establishments.
Yeah, but I think it's based on that international thing of... I don't know what it's called. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that internet. So we're going for the international thing. Sally Moose, do you think that's true? Is it Alpha, Beta and Delta that the tunnels were called?
I'm going for legit.
No, it's not. They're called Tom, Dick and Harry. There you are. So you're right, NLT. That was. You should watch that movie, though. It was good.
It is
great
good.
Movie. Yeah, The Cooler King, Steve McQueen in that. It's an untouchable role. It really is. Anyway, legit or quit, a numismatist studies or collects pin badges. True or false?
Oh, what?
Legit or quit? Numismatist.
Numismatist,
if you like. Numismatist.
Wow, okay.
Numismatics.
Legit.
I think that's legit. All right, then, what do you think, NLT?
I think it's quit. I have no explanation why. I just think it's quit.
Have you looked at my notes today?
No.
Well, you are right. They collect coins and or medals. That's what a numismatist does. Okay, I'm not trying to catch you out. It's just there were questions here, and I thought I'd ask you.
That's the whole point of the game. You are trying to catch us out.
I know. I was trying to make you feel better.
Yeah,
legit or quit?
Not working.
What is a numismatist?
I told you. It's a collector of coins or medals.
Did you really just say, I told you, as if you don't do this to us all the time when we tell you something? All the time. How dare you?
Yeah, I take that back. You're right.
You weren't listening.
No, I do that. I've got to learn to listen better. Legit or quit, a firkin is a measurement equivalent to 9 gallons. A firkin. It's an old
bunny.
Yeah, it's legit.
I reckon that's quit.
You think that's quit? No, it's legit.
I'm on fire today.
That was good. Do you want some other measurements? I've been looking at this.
No.
Do you know what a bucket is? Strictly speaking, a bucket is actually a measure. Do you know how many gallons should be in a bucket?
5.
4.
Hang on. Good. I was
guess.
Almost there.
Yeah, you were nearly there. A bushel. Do you know what a bushel is? It's a unit of volume, again.
No idea.
It's 4 pecs, which is 8 gallons.
Yeah. It's what?
I love old measures. I think it's great. They don't use it very much these days. Do you know what a furlong is? You still use widely in horse racing.
Yeah.
And at the moment, with Royal Ascot on and Godolphin and all that stuff, a furlong, and I always get confused by this, is 10 chains. Do you know what a chain is? Well, I'll tell you what a furlong is in yards, and 10 chains is 220 yards. So that's a furlong. So if you ever watched horse racing and thought, 2 furlongs doing nothing to me, 2 furlongs is 440 yards, 1 furlong is 220
yes,
yards.
Yes, because we still use yards as a measurement.
Well, this is the other thing, isn't it? But in horse racing, they'd never say, they got 500 metres to go. It would always be in furlongs.
Okay.
Wouldn't it? So 500 metres is basically 2 furlongs.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you know how big a hand is when it comes to horses? I'll stay on the horse theme. It's unit of length. You know, horses, they measure them
in
hands.
Yeah, like 16 hands.
16-hand horse
yeah.
would be, you know, probably quite a big horse. I don't know. It's 4 inches a hand. That's how big a hand is. So multiples of 4 inches, and that's how you measure horses. Just thought you needed to know that. You're not as interested as I thought
four
you would
inches.
Be.
In the horses or the, in Legit Old Quit? I've enjoyed Legit Old Quit today.
I'm sure you
it's
have.
Been good.
And a knot is 1 nautical mile an hour. There you go. So we were just doing old measurements for a second because I was reading them earlier and I thought it was interesting. What's the hobby of stamp collecting called, says Mohammed?
Do you know the answer to that?
I do. It's philately, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
know.
It's philately. I think that's what you call okay. it. We'll look that up. We'll Google that in a second.
Trending today.
All right, and in the meantime, let's get on with this.
Well, it's the last day of school holidays for you guys with kids, isn't
school
it?
Holidays?
Or the start of the school holidays.
I was going to say, don't tell me that.
You'd be celebrating, wouldn't you?
Let me tell you.
But it's a long stretch ahead, fair enough. If you've got a job, you can usually take a bit of leave, take a bit of time off. But there comes a point when you've got to find something else to do with the kids.
If you've
surely.
Got a job and the school holidays come, you stay at work.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can take a bit of holiday, but then, see, you're doing the not listening thing. So you take a bit of time off and then you have to go back to work, but then the kids are still off.
Yeah,
so this family in Miami decided to send their 11-year-old little Angel, who happens to be called Angel, to summer camp. So far, so normal. But Angel was like, don't really fancy going to summer camp. Mm. So he decides to run away.
Angel's a he?
Yep.
Huh.
Angel
maybe
is a
maybe it's
he.
Angel.
No, it's Angel.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is Angel.
Right.
So here we go. Clip number
it's
one.
It's an intense search for a missing boy in Miami. As police and news crews converge on the neighborhood, something amazing happens. A helicopter from WSVN-TV hovers above. There, on the roof, it's the missing kid.
We've spotted the child. He's on the roof of the house. We're asking one of our people on our assignment desk to call police and let them know that the child is okay. He's sitting there on a tarp. He appears to be in good shape.
So Angel doesn't want to go to summer camp. There's a two-hour search. The police are there. The news station's there. And he's asleep on the roof of his house.
That's not running away. That's
hilarious.
That's running upstairs. Isn't
well,
it?
Yeah. So basically, he was on the roofing tiles taking a nap. And the TV reporter, that's what you could hear. He's in the helicopter, you know, one of those roving reporters in America. And he's like, we can see the boy. He can't believe it. And here's what Angel had to say for himself.
I didn't mean to do it. I caused any trouble. And I just do the stupidest thing sometimes.
Well, at least they didn't have to look very far when this little angel named Angel ran away from home.
When you said the first clip, I thought that was going to be a spoof because of the way the reporter was talking.
It's just the
he
style.
He was so serious about it.
It's the style of American local TV, isn't it?
I
love
it.
I love American local TV.
Poor Angel, though. All he did
poor
was
poor Angel.
Do...
No, well, you can't. First of all, don't climb on a roof. It's dangerous. Second of all, how outrageous.
My husband, when he was, I don't know, he was like 3 or 4, and he was meant to be going to school, and so his mum drops him off at the for the bus, and so he ran away with his cousin and went up to the roof and like went and bought a Fanta and went up to the roof to drink it, a Mirinda, whatever it was in those days, and that's what he did. Going
so
to school. And then he got found out when his auntie went up to hang the washing. So same kind of thing.
She hangs the washing on the roof?
Yeah. They do that in the Arab world. Don't ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
But this
oh, yeah,
is
of course. Yeah, different roof. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, the roof. This roof, he's on like a real...
like a proper slanted roof.
Slanted roof, yeah. No. He's in the corner of it. Yeah, have a look. What a little rascal.
What a scamp Angel is.
Yes, I bet they're rethinking the name choice now, aren't they?
Probably.
Anyway,
what's next?
Next is bicycle locks. A company in the Netherlands have teamed up with the country's traffic authority and they've developed this bike lock. So they're saying 1 in 5, I think it is, 1 in 5 bicycle accidents involving children are caused by smartphone use. So they've made this safe lock. And what it's going to do is it costs about €100, so about 410 dirham. And it's going to go on the bike and it's going to be attached to the smartphone. It's only available for Android at the moment, but they're hoping to roll it out for iPhones. So once this lock is in place, once you're riding the bike, it blocks the signal from your mobile phone. So you can make emergency calls, you can stream music, but you can't text, you can't receive text. It disables any alerts you get about text messages or phone calls until the bike is locked with said lock.
I'd never thought about this before, but it must be a problem, mustn't it?
In the Netherlands, you know, people bike everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's massive mode of transport, and they're saying now 1 in 5 accidents with younger people are because they're texting as they cycle.
I hadn't thought about that, but that must be a real issue. Because, I mean, the thing is here, you see people on bikes here are generally going to work or coming back from work, or it's recreational. And it's all about getting your head down and going as fast as you can, isn't it?
They got the weather for it, unlike us here most of the year.
Okay.
You want something like that, though, for the car, don't you?
Yeah, there's talk about them doing that with cars. And you can still make emergency phone calls. Mm. So, yeah, still emergency phone calls if you need it, but the bike has to be locked with this lock, and then the phone works again. You can still listen to your music, all that stuff.
It's a nice idea.
Yeah,
you should be listening to music if you're on a bike, though, should you?
Well, that's what I thought, too, but apparently you can still stream it.
Some people do.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Maybe one headphone in, one headphone out. Be aware of your surroundings.
All right, NLC.
So this is not a safety advert. Finally, Game of Thrones Series 7. You watch Game of Thrones, Sally?
I felt a bit bad just now because you said Sally and I never really...
No,
have you seen any of it?
It's not really my thing.
You've seen it. I saw an episode and I thought, yeah, it's all right. You don't
watch
it either.
No, I don't watch it either. But I mean, this is...
But we know. We obviously, we know all of us know that it's like a cultural phenomenon. I mean, you can't deny that. It's massive.
Yeah, and they've released a second trailer for Series 7. So that's coming out here on the 17th of July. And yeah, second trailer, not even the first trailer, it's been viewed over 6.9 million times in 24 hours. So HBO released this. And yet, like Sally said, one of the most successful TV series of our time. And there's like very moody shots. As I don't watch it, but apparently this is fascinating. Some of the main characters are in it, and it's sort of showing that there's going to be lots of war and fighting and drama in the upcoming series. So lots and lots of fans are getting really excited about this. So here's a little clip from the trailer.
Don't fight in the north or the south. Fight every battle, everywhere. Always. In your mind.
When the snows fall and the white winds blow, the lone wolf dies, but the pack survives.
It's a good trailer.
Yeah, sounds quite exciting.
Do you remember when you played the first trailer, somebody texted in and said, spoiler, and was clearly upset that there was a spoiler alert, even though it was the official trailer that had been released by HBO to trail the series, and they wouldn't give anything away. There wasn't exactly a spoiler in it, was there?
No, and this is quite common knowledge about the wars coming and the lots of drama, and I think that's what the whole premise of the show is about. There's lots of fighting, and some of the big characters, you hear Jon Snow's voice. I didn't use that in the clip, but in the longer trailer, you hear a bit of Jon Snow, and there's Sansa Stark, and that's the voice that we heard at the end. She's trekking through forest. So I think it's all about what's coming up in terms of they're all fighting and stuff. Game of Thronesy type stuff will be happening in it. So that was the gist I got from the trailer. But unbelievable, 6.9 million views in 24 hours. Probably grown because that was this morning when I looked at that. So quite a significant trailer, biggest trailer online at the moment, bigger than any of the movies.
You're right, Sally, it's the right phrase, cultural phenomenon, no doubt about it. Mohammed Javid texts in, thanks, your answer's correct, and a collector of stamps is called a philatelist.
How do you know stuff like that? Philatelist.
Not exactly.
I can't even pronounce it. Philatelist.
Philatelist. It's not exactly useful information, though, is it?
No. You're full of useless information.
Yeah,
how do you manage?
It bobs around amongst the tumbleweed. You know how it is.
Amazing.
I don't think it is. Okay, what's a collector of seashells?
Is this a joke or a real thing?
That's a real thing.
All right.
It's just no a question. Idea. No, I don't know that. So I was just putting it out there. I mean, if you could look that up and Google it, I'd be happy.
I thought you were going to tell us.
No,
okay.
No, I haven't got a clue.
I've just had a quick look online at YouTube, and that trailer has now had 8.1 million views.
And it's out, what, 24 hours? Is it as long as that?
Yeah, 24 hours.
It's just 24 hours.
They released it yesterday, and yeah, they're promoting the show, which comes out on the 17th here in Dubai.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at Dubai i1038 FM.
It's Drive Live, and it is 6:52. Let's look at what's going on in the traffic. Sally Moosa, you wanted to update things?
Yes, because look, it is still looking really bad out on the roads. Okay, so coming back to the Jebel Ali area. Okay, if you're around there is still an accident as you're approaching the intersection with Yalaya Street there, and quite a long tailback. So that is massively problematic. Same accident that we've been seeing over the last 3 hours. It is still there. So really serious stuff. If you're on Al Khair Road right now, it was one accident. Now it is two. So the first accident that we can see, both of these, it's three now. So an accident that we can see right at the intersection with the D67. This is southbound. All of these are southbound on El Khel Road. Normally, you've got problems northbound. Today, it is all southbound. So one at the intersection with the D67, one further up a little bit, and one right at the intersection with Maidan Street, the D69. Okay, the tailback extends all the way to Financial Centre Road, so really busy in that area. Apart from that, just a last accident to report. In fact, last two accidents to report. What we can see is on the E311 moving northbound, right opposite the D91 there. So that will be on your right there. On your left there as you move northbound. So this is northbound on the E311. Apart from that, it's just usual traffic. So I'm sorry about everything that's going on, but that's a final update from me.
Conchology
is the collection of seashells.
I know. So we got there in the end. That's pretty much it on Drive Live today. We're going to finish with a song in a moment. Something poignant, actually, in a second as well. Just to reveal the competition answer. 2 week summer camp. Last one of these we're going to be giving away. It's at Dubai Parks and Resorts across Legoland, Dubai, Playtown, Bollywood Parks, etc. For kids aged 5 to 12, one of these, 2 weeks worth 899 dirhams. The question was,
name the song you couldn't get out of your head, which was featured in the Lego Movie.
Okay, and it was, let me just get this ready.
Everything is awesome, everything is cool when you're part of the team, everything is awesome.
Okay, Raza, congratulations, you've won that. That's the last time we're giving that away, I think. Lastly, to finish today, I was looking at different songs, music scoops. They could have had Stevie Wonder, could have had Don McLean, could have had Bryan Adams. You would have complained about Bryan Adams, Sally Moussa. Don't you look all mournful over there?
You know what I would have picked.
I know exactly where you would have gone. Could have had a bit of U2, could have gone for Robin Thicke. However, we've gone for this because it was news yesterday and we played just a snippet, and it's probably worth, I think, just running over the background to why NLT.
Yes, this is Simon Cowell, the music mogul, I guess. And he's behind the Grenfell Tower charity single, Bridge Over Troubled Water. So there's loads of artists have signed up to do this. 1D's Louis Tomlinson, Liam Payne, Robbie Williams, The Who's Roger Daltrey, Peter Townsend, Stormzy, Rita Ora, Jessie J, Pixie Lott, lots and lots of people who've given up their time for the fundraising track for the victims of Grenfell Tower. It's a cover version of Simon and Garfunkel's classic Bridge Over Troubled Water. It was given its first play across UK radio stations yesterday. There was a video that was released last night in the UK. And Gareth McGuire, he's quite famous for doing choirs in the UK and teaching people how to sing. He brought a local choir. So the single's available on iTunes. And obviously it's after the fire. At least 79 people are now confirmed to be dead, many more missing following the fire in West London. And Simon Carl says, look, I live in the same borough. I wanted to do something when this happened. He's donated £100,000 of his own money. So over 470,000 dirhams, would you say?
470,000 dirhams, around about there. Yeah,
yeah. And they put this single together in just 3 days. So there's a video going on. You see all the artists sort of taking part, and they've set up a donation page, artistsforgrenfell.com, where people can contribute any amount they feel comfortable doing. So that's what this is about, and I think they just want to try and do what they can.
Yeah, I don't know where to begin, so I'll start by saying I refuse to forget you. I refuse to be silenced. I refuse to neglect you. That's for every last soul up in Grenfell, even though I've never even met you. Cause that could have been my mum's house. Or that could have been my nephew. Now that could have been me up there, waving my white plain tee up there, with my friends on the ground trying to see up there. I just hope that you rest and you're free up there. I can't feel your pain, but it's still where it is. Went to the block just to chill with the kids. Troubled waters come running past. I'ma be right there just to build
when
you a bridge, yo.
When you're weary and feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Free!
troubled water.
Pain in my heart, my community's moving me. Choose to gleam as we're facing the dark.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
when the evening falls so hard,
will comfort you.
Yes, I will. And I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes, oh, and pain is
artist for Grenfell. Let's drive live for today. Back next, let me think, next Wednesday, NLT.
Eid Mubarak.